I ain't getting in that stuff. I was visiting, I was playing in New Zealand off the South Island, and I pulled off, and my camper, my wife and I, we backed up to this thing called Katiki Beach on the South Island of New Zealand. It has a lighthouse on one side, and it's about they'd say 2 kilometers. It's about a mile across. And the wave would break on this side and run all the way across. Every few minutes, you'd have a beautiful wave. And I kept thinking, you know, I could get out there and body surf that wave, and I could body surf for like a half a mile. This would be great. So I put on my bathing suit, got all ready to go, ran out there, dove into the water, and learned something very important about New Zealand. Did you know that New Zealand is the closest landmass to the South Pole? I also learned that when you dive into really cold water, your eyes will not close. Because in salt water, when you first go in, you close your eyes, then you open them and your eyes get used to it. But my eyes would not close. The third thing I learned is when you dive into that kind of water is that your lungs kind of collapse and your cheeks suck together. It's like they're trying to touch each other. So you kind of look like a blowfish with your lips stuck out, your eyes wide open. And then...
Can you hear me?
Okay, thousands of little needles.
Dobro. Stage right, Dobro.
Oh, and Art Crummer has showed up. So I know for Art for sure, this is just later this night. Yeah, this is later the same night. Started about Friday night.
And yeah, check on the base.
Usually we have to make sure there's a green... Whoa. There's a green bottle back here, just in case. That's actually an old scotch, but I know it sounds like oxygen, but it's... Yes.
Good to go, bass. Thank you. You got vocals?
All right. How many people here at your first festival?
Give me a vocal check, please.
All right. Well, welcome to the Florida Folk Festival. Welcome to the Florida Folk family. I have performed and attended festivals all over the United States. You'll never, ever attend a festival like this one. This is like coming home. And if you come here enough years, people will come up to you and say, hey, where you been?
What DIs?
What's happening? What's new? It's a very friendly festival. We have to be very grateful to the state of Florida for saving this festival, which almost passed out of existence. The Department of Environmental Protection. Let's let the state park people run it. They're doing a wonderful, wonderful job. They're working very, very hard. And if you see these people in the green uniforms walking around, stuff like that, please tell them how grateful we all are that they've kept this going and one of the oldest folk festivals in the United States of America.
Can you get a guitar check?
Play some. Ready?
Play me some guitar first.
Hey.
Okay, Richard.
Cool.
Box.
Yeah, you should be up.
All right.
Tasting.
Soft talk.
Yeah, the monitors, I guess.
Here. Once you...
Gentlemen, we're good to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to Mr. Charlie Groth and friends.
One, two, three. Yes, I'm still opening with the same tune. I am a pilgrim and a stranger, just traveling through this wearisome land, and I got a home in this yonder city. Good Lord, and I believe, good Lordy, I believe it's not made by hand. Now I got a mother, I got a sister and a brother who have gone to that sweet home. And I'm determined, well, yes, I am, to go and see them. Good Lord, over on, good Lordy, over on that other shore. Let's pick a little bit. Thank you. Now when I go down to the river of Jordan, Lord, just to bathe my wearisome soul, if I could touch but the hem of his garment, good Lord, I believe, good Lordy, I believe that it would make me whole. Now when I'm dead, laying in my coffin, Lord, and all of my friends stop to gather around, they'll say, well, he's not dead, no, no, he's just Art Crumpet. Sweet peace, good Lordy, sweet peace, I'll pick it, son. Art Crummer, let's have a hand now. Does not happen by accident.
They say that art imitates life. That's what I'm doing.
That cuts his pay by 30% right there. I am a pilgrim, and I am a stranger, just traveling through this wearisome land, and I got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and I believe, good Lordy, I believe it's not made by hand. Boy, I wonder how many times we've played that. Is it warm enough for you today? Are you warm enough? You know, I just came in Tuesday from California, where it's also warm but different. It's a little drier, but it's mighty warm. A lot of people think of California as Los Angeles, but believe me, there's a lot of backcountry in California and a lot of good old country people. They tell the story that at the time that they surveyed the border between California and Arizona out in the Needles area and so forth, that they resurveyed it several times. So there were a certain amount of people who lived along the border out there in the country that found themselves living in Arizona for a while, and then they lived in California for a while, and then they lived back in Arizona, back in California. Finally, they got it all straightened out. The government went out there and did a survey of the social impact on this, on these farm people that lived out in the desert out there. And they questioned this one old couple, an old man and woman, and they said, well, you know, you originally were in Arizona, then you were in California, and then Arizona. Now you're back in California. And how do you feel? How does that affect your life that you've had these changes? Well, the old man, hell, he said, hell, it's a hell of a lot better in Cal. It was just too damn hot in Arizona. So let's play. I played this. I was over in Slovakia for one place earlier this year, and they wanted to hear a song of Florida. Well, I'm not a dead manatee type Florida writer, so I didn't have any of those, but I thought I would do this one, and they enjoyed it, so maybe you will too. It's called the Florida Blues. It's got lots of good dobro stuff in it, so we'll be hearing from the man down here. That's the only warning he has, and it's in the key of, it's in F sharp, actually. No, it's in G. They hate to hear that. Florida Blues, 1, 2, 3. Now way down south, I got some sand in my shoes. And then I went up north, and I got the Florida blues. I got the Florida blues. Lord, I surely want to go back home. Well, let me tell you the news. Oh, babe, I got the Florida blues. Well, the days are getting short, and all the leaves are falling down. The nights are getting cold and snows are coming around. I got the Florida blues, Lord. It's enough to make me grieve and mourn. Well, let me tell you the truth. Oh, babe, I got the Florida blues. Here comes the bridge. For those of you who are wondering, I got the Florida blues in my body and soul, and I'm all packed up. I'm getting ready to go. I'm heading on down to where the warm sun shines, and I don't know why I left it behind. It's hard to tell where I'll be sleeping tonight, but I'll be heading to the south, and you know that's all right. I got the Florida blues, heading down that seaboard line. Why not? Chubby did. Head way on down to Tampa just to ease the trouble in my mind. Now let's pick it now, now that you've heard it. Charlie, why don't you pick one? Well, all right. I got the Florida blue in my body and soul. I'm all packed up. I'm getting ready to go. I'm heading on down where the warm sun shines, and I don't know why I left it behind. It's hard to tell where I'll be sleeping tonight, but I'll be heading to the south, and so you know that's all right. I got the Florida blues, head down that seaboard line, and I got nothing to lose, nothing but the Florida. When you talk about the Florida, Lord, I got the Florida blues. All right. They do pretty good for people who have never heard that before, I thought. Yeah, I really did just come in from California on Tuesday, and I had a bunch of home stuff to do, and so we didn't have a chance to do any rehearsals. But when you get good friends that do a good job like this, you know, it plays pretty well. Do you think it's playing pretty well? That's not going too bad. Okay, I'm going to switch to a different guitar. Somebody that I knew said, don't you play open tuning guitar? And I said, yes. And they said, well, why don't you ever do that? So I thought, well, hey, there's a thought. So I've got one of my open tuning guitars with me.
You may discuss among yourselves the merits of open tuning versus regular tuning guitars, or you could discuss, as an alternate topic, the drop D tuning as often used by such folks as Clive Walker. Just something to ponder while Charlie's getting his open tuning.
I try
guitar.
To hurry with or these they because if I go too long, then he gets into some really nasty jokes.
Thank God Art is here, or one of the gentlemen in the back saved himself from a great deal of embarrassment.
This is kind of a cool tune. It has a very long history. No one really knows where this tune came from. It's been, believe this or not, I've recently been looking into this. This particular melodic motif can be traced clear back to Roman times. It's called Spanish Fandango now because it became popular during the Spanish Civil War as a tune that the Republicans played. So like I told you, this pickup is real hot. So we'll try a little Spanish Fandango, and I think it's just remarkable that we have this wonderful, beautiful piece, and we just don't even know who wrote it. Somebody with every bit as much talent as Mozart wrote this piece, and we don't know that person's name. Ready then? 2, 3. Thank you. Please tell me you didn't notice too much that that thing had got out of tune. I tuned it up 3 times just now, and it got in the sun and got out of tune. Okay, well, let's go on here a little bit. Next is Pallet on Your Floor. I heard you say jailhouse there.
Sorry about that.
How many people in this room have ever had, I know this is probably not many or maybe not any, have ever had a domestic disagreement? Has that ever, has never happened to any of you? Well, I know that's...
My mom, for a while.
Those
she got smart.
Those times where you have this little tiff and so forth. Well, this was this little tune here is called Make Me Down a Pallet on Your Floor. And this all came about when somebody had a little discussion, as the person called it. And so he leaves home and he goes to stay with this other woman for a while. And she's wanting to get in the bed and go for it. And he's thinking, wow. You know, maybe I better be cautious about this. And so he says, well, just make me down a pallet on the floor. Ready? 1, 2, 3. You know what? I'm going to stop a second because this one's out and I just don't want to suffer that at home. All right. Here we go. Hey, I better just make me down a little pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make it down, make it soft and make it old. Make damn sure that my sweet darling, she don't know. Now, well, been sleeping my back and shoulder just tight, tight. Well, been sleeping my back and shoulders tight. Way I've been sleeping, my back and shoulders is tired. I guess I'll roll over and try it on the other side. So you better just make me down a little pallet on your floor. Make me down a little pallet on your floor. Make it down, or make it soft, make it low. Make damn sure that my sweet mama, she don't know. Here comes that dobro now. Good gal, catch you here. Don't you let my good gal catch you here. For she might kick you, cut and stop you too. There just ain't no telling what my sweet little darling she might do. So you better just make me down a little pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make it down, make it soft, make it low, and make damn sure that little old baby, she don't know. I tell you, make it down, make it soft, make it sweet and low, and make sure that my sweet baby, she don't know. Thank you. 5 minutes? All right. Actually, that was that. My thought of doing that is kind of inspired by Jim Davis. Jim here and Nadia, his wife, have a modern contemporary 50-50 relationship. And it really works for them. And he tells her what to do, and she tells him where to go. Actually, they're lovebirds from way back. All right, now we'll do the Jailhouse. Had a request for this one. I like to do the old Jimmy Rogers tunes. I might mention that on my current CD, Grandpa Flatpicked, which I do have a few copies of behind here, I do have some Jimmy Rogers tunes as well as some fingerstyle, some blues, all kinds of stuff. And so if you want to take some of that music home with you, I would be delighted to make a capitalist arrangement with you, wherein You impart to me your funds, and I impart to you my CDs. We got them for $15 a piece, two for $25 right now. So here is the old Jimmy Rogers tune, the real version, not the "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou" version, but the actual "In the Jailhouse Now." Well, now I had a friend named Campbell. He used to lie, cheat, and steal and gamble. And he guessed most everything he did low down. Campbell went out one night and he got into a great big fight. And a big old policeman came and he dragged him down. He's in the jailhouse, that's your part. He's in the jailhouse now. There you go. But I told him once or twice to stop by drinking that gin, cause you and them died. He's in the jail. Yeah, sing it. You don't just get to sit there. Well, Bill broke jail one day, and I guess he thought he'd get away. But at the railroad station, they took him by a hidey hind. The sheriff said, "I'll come for you." And old Billy said, "Well, that won't do, because Bill Campbell never was my name." He's in the jailhouse. Sing it out. He's in the jailhouse now. There you go. Now we can hear it. I told him I was hard twice to stop by drinking that gin, shooting them dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Hey, you lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady. Well, now I met Bill's old gal, Katie, and she said, "Have you seen my baby?" And I had to tell her he was downtown in Kent. Well, now Katie, she got to cussing, and she went down to the jailhouse to fussing. And she said, "I come down here, well, just to get my man." She's in the jailhouse now. She's in the jailhouse now. I told her once or twice to stop by drinking that gin and shooting them dice. She's in the jailhouse now. Hey, you lady, oh, the oh, lady. That's all, fellas. All right. Okay. Thank you very much. Norm MacDonald. Isn't that amazing what he does? Art Crummer. Isn't it amazing that he's awake? What a good musician.
Amazing that I'm what?
Standing awake.
Up. Oh, awake.
You do a great job. Jim Davis right here, huh? Is that... the heck else do you want with bass fiddle? You know? All right. I wrote a song about nearly 15 years ago now. It's kind of scary to think that turned out to be one of those songs that got out around and people sang and people played. And there's been, I think there's been five recordings of in different versions, all the way from a very sweet balladic version and to a Western swing version. So I'm very complimented that a lot of people like that song. It's a regional song, but it does get out into other places some. And so we'll close with it, and we hope that you've enjoyed our set and enjoyed the rest of the day. I'm having fun. I actually came here. It's about 3,500 miles between where I was and here, and I came here just so I could have this afternoon with you. So. Going to Norway in a few weeks, where they say I will need a jacket. My first gig in Norway is July 14th, and the man said, "Be sure you bring a good jacket; you'll need it." So that's going to be different. Anyway, this is a song about Florida that I wrote while taking the trash out one evening, and I looked up and saw the moon and came back in. And I wish I could tell you it was something else, but that's how it happened. Florida moon. Wow. 2, 3. There's a Florida moon hanging high in a soft southern sky.
Sure, if you know it, sing it.
As I fly once more in dreams back to you, I think I know just what I'd say if we could walk by the bay and talk again that sweet old way we used to do. Florida moon keeps shining down through the live oak trees in my memory. It's like a favorite tune. Oh, how I'd love to go someday back to the south and the bay, back to you and that Florida. Now there's a Florida moon on my mind, dusty roads and years unwind, and still I find from all of my dreams I'm not free. Recapture time gone by, but I swear with you I'd try to live again that sweet old life that used to be. Florida moon keeps shining down through the live oak trees, and in my memory is like a favorite. How I'd love to go someday back to the south and the bay, back to you and that Florida.
Let's pick a little bit of it. Comes our. One more chorus to go home on. Sing it with me.
Florida moon keeps shining down through the live oak trees. In my memory is like a favorite tune.
Oh, how I'd like to go someday.
Oh, how I'd like to go someday.
Back to the south and the bay.
Back to the south and the bay.
Back to you, back to you.
And that Florida
moon. Thank you, folks. The band.
Charlie Groff, ladies and gentlemen. He's got CDs available. He's got another Remember Me CD available. He also puts on a Sunshine Acoustic Camp that if you have any interest in learning about songwriting or performing or playing a musical instrument, it's definitely worthwhile to either go to his website or talk to him about it. It's a very, very productive camp with